let's talk about wind. Wind is a current of air in natural motion. Let's talk about current. Current is the velocity of a flow. Let's talk about velocity. Velocity is the speed of movement. Let's talk about movement. Movement is a process or Let's talk about wind. Wind is a current of air in natural motion. Let's talk about breath. Breath is air inhaled and exhaled in respiration. This is a rhythm.
The Beaufort Scale.
Zero. Smoke rises vertically. One direction of wind shown by smoke, but not by wind vanes. tomb. Wind felt on face. Leaves rustle. Ordinary way moved by wind. Three. Leaves and small twigs in constant motion. Wind extends light flame. Raises dust and loose paper. Small branches are moved. Small trees in leaf begin to sway. Crested wavelets form on inland waters. Six. Large branches in motion. Telegraph wires whistle. Umbrellas used with difficulty. Seven, whole trees in motion, inconvenience in walking against the wind.
Egypt, 1190. Proposition 7. Things which are changeable are, at the same time, divisible. Hence, everything that moves is divisible, and consequently corporeal. Which is indivisible, cannot move.
Thank you.
Conspiration. To breathe together. This room is filled with sound and air. And we are sitting here since 20 minutes, breathing in and out silently, molecules that circulate between us. That enter and leave our lungs freely. And create manifold but unnoticeable wind movements. In this room, a room filled with sound and air.
Cologne, 2007, somewhere on a street.
Do you speak English? Do you speak English? Do you speak English? No, okay. Ciao. Sorry, do you speak English? Do you speak English? No, okay. Ciao. Sorry, do you speak English? Do you speak English?
A little bit.
Okay, I just want to read you a short text. Okay?
Yes.
Things which are changeable are, at the same time, divisible. Hence, everything that moves is divisible and consequently corporeal. But that which is indivisible cannot move.
I think I understood the sense, but not each word.
Not each word, okay.
I think I understood the sense, but not each word.
Not each word, okay.
But not each word.
Not each word, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. No.
Thank you.
Athens, around 300 BC. From a letter to Pythocles.
Fiery whirlwinds are due to the descent of a cloud. Force downwards. Like a pillar by the wind, in full force. And carried by a storm, round and round. While at the same time the outside wind gives the cloud a lateral turn. Or it may be due to a change of the wind, which spins to all points of the compass. As a current of air from above, or it may be that a strong whirl of winds has been started and is unable to burst through because the air around is closely condensed. And when they descend upon land, they cause what are called tornadoes, in accordance with the various ways in which they are produced through the force of the wind. And it may be that the sun and moon and the stars were not of independent origin, they at once began to take form and grow. And so too did earth and sea, by the accumulation and whirling motions of certain substances of finest texture. Nature either of wind or fire, or of both.
Middle East, around 400 BC. From a poem.
Wind blows to the south and turns to the north, round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. It turns and goes and goes and goes.